good afternoon. Welcome back to Farm Talk. About 6 minutes away from the bottom of the hour. It's a Monday. Time to bring in our friends from Van On & Company, Christy Van On. And Christy, I guess we got a little positivity before the big reports tomorrow today.
Yeah, it was kind of, you know, mixed action. Corn kind of struggled here prior to the close. So majority of the day, it was just down slightly, down about 3 cents. And then towards the close, really got hit with some selling pressure and ended up being down 6 to 7 cents and closed down 6 cents on the day for the corn market. I just think that was profit taking. And tomorrow is a big crop report. We get two sets of data. We get acre intentions and then quarterly grain stocks.
Okay.
Both of those are.
I was just going to ask a question, but I'm sorry to interrupt you. Your important, more important. Your point is probably more important than mine. So go ahead and finish.
And that's just what I was going to say. Two sets of numbers, so you don't get a lot of numbers, but they're just very important.
Okay, so some of the cheat sheets that I get today is telling me that the numbers are going to come out saying that there's going to be more corn planted, but like a lot more. But at the same time, I'm sitting there going, are we not hearing the rumor that high input costs and people are switching more to soybeans? So it's kind of like conflicting. So how much truth is there to some of these rumors that comes out about more corn?
Yeah, I think people are really going to question the acre numbers out of this report, because you're exactly right. The surveys were sent out before fertilizer really took off. And so I do think that, you know, the acre number we get for corn might be a little heavy. I think that over the last month or so, you have seen some people switch around because of side dressing issues as far as those costs go. So I do think that people are going to take the acre numbers with a grain of salt. But quarterly grain stocks are very important, especially for corn right now, because they have penciled in a ton of demand for corn specifically into the feed use. And this is a good check-in point to say, hey, are we using corn like we need to be to meeting this number? And so I do think that quarterly grain stocks is going to be watched very, very closely.
And then the other thing I'll throw at you, just to kind of get your opinion, is I talked to two people today that are backing off their wheat for planting for this year. Why? I guess I didn't get that far into it.
You know, I am just not a wheat fan, so I relate to these people on so many levels. I just think wheat is really tricky. The price point is just, it's not profitable. The inputs are still going to be a little bit on the higher side, and then you're looking at just all the issues with wheat, the dockage that you get when you bring it to the elevator. I just think that a lot of people are starting to step away from it, and you'll continue to see that trend moving forward. Okay.
So how crazy could tomorrow be?
You know, these reports are like the big reports, right? Your March, your June, your January one. But like I said, I just wonder how much the market's really going to take truth into that acre number. So unless we get something crazy, I do think that we continue to kind of scoot along and trade off war stories. And then just also, you know, we're into the point where we're starting to look at weather for planting, and it's really wet in the eastern Corn Belt. And I know it's early, but that'll just be the main focus of the market if we just don't get anything out of this report.
But what's without an eye roll on a USDA report, right? So we have reason to do another eye roll tomorrow.
I know. When the numbers... it keeps things fresh.
All right. Cattle today, looks like things are fairly positive. What did you see there?
Yeah, so you continue to see the strength come into the cattle markets. It, you know, you actually ended up dwindling to a degree and not being able to quite carry through the strength, leaving some tails on the chart. But I just think you're at some levels that will bring in some selling pressure for these markets, so it's not surprising. So cattle markets higher, but just off of their highs for the day. And then when you look at kind of the hog market trying to make a rebound off these lows, but kind of found some selling technical pressure around the VPOC.
Okay, anything else of interest that you saw today? Crude oil, at least on the front number, is back over $100. So that's interesting.
Yes, that's about it. I think the dynamics around the world are still alive and well, and people are concerned about that. So that's going to continue to be a story for now. President Trump did say he's talking to a certain leader in Iran. He just doesn't know how well that's going. So I just think that's putting a little bit of the premium back into the crude oil market.
Okay, very good. Van On & Company, if anybody needs marketing needs, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they can call us at 1-800-648-5494.
Last question, anybody scratching any fields down there near Alexandria? Or quiet?
No, but no. I was down in far southern Minnesota here last week, and it was like 77 degrees, and there was a couple people starting to tool around in the fields there.
It's hard not to get out there when it hits that 70.
But yeah.
Mother Nature finds a way to yank that back pretty quick. All right. Well, Christy, thank you so much for your time. Greatly appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Coming up to the bottom of the hour, and actually in just a few minutes here, we're going to head over to the other side of the Red River, although we'll stay on the same side because Christy's in Minnesota. But we're going to visit with the folks from the Minnesota Department of Agriculture talking about some rules for anhydrous ammonia use and safety and some other things as well. So we'll cover that topic. And then we got a corn segment coming up at 2:49. Jeff Stockler is going to be joining me today. We'll talk about that in just a bit.